Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam class in English, Temple Room, Hindi Bhavachan, Prasadam Hall, Krishna Hall. If you don't speak English, you can go to Prasadam Hall. This is the English class. Anybody play the drum? We have any drummer here? Kirtan party. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Jivanada. Nana Badadana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Monajari Yamuna Tira Monajari. Punjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Jivanada. Narandana Yamuna Tira Varadari Yamuna Tira Varadari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna
Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Vishnu Guru Paramahansa Paramahakacharya Satya Sri Srimad Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Kiri Nanda Gaudiya Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sewa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gurara Srivastava Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Sarvaita Bhaktivedanta Ki Gaur Premanande All glories to some of the bodhis All glories to some of the bodhis All glories to some of the bodhis Our glory is Shishi Guru and Granga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we humbly request everyone to switch off your cell phone. If you have a cell phone low car, this is cell phone low car, right? And in the VIHE, if your cell phone goes off during class, then you have to pay a fine. You have to give everyone prasadam. Feed balls. We won't do that here. Just take your calls later. Om no Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om no Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 25. The Glories of Lord Ananta, Text 7 and 8. Since 7 doesn't have a purport, I'll just read the translation. Does this sound okay? Everybody can hear it properly? Does the sound is okay? No? Is that better? Sukadeva Goswami continued. The demigods, the demons, the Uragas, serpent demigods, the Siddhas, the Gandharvas, the Vidyadharas, and many highly elevated sages constantly offered prayers to the Lord. Because he is intoxicated, the Lord looks bewildered, his eyes appearing like flowers in full bloom, moved to and fro. He pleases his personal associates, the heads of the demigods, by the sweet vibration emanating from his mouth. He pleases his personal associates, the heads of the demigods, by the sweet vibration emanating from his mouth, dressed in bluish garment, with two beautiful and well-constructed hands, appearing as white as the heavenly king. He wears a golden belt around his waist, a Vajanti garland of ever-fresh tulsi blossoms around his neck. Bees intoxicated by the honey-like fragrance of the tulsi flower hum very sweetly around the garland, which thus becomes more and more beautiful. In this way, the Lord enjoys his magnanimous pastimes. Text number 8 is a prose verse. So he can't respond. Response is chanted. I'll just read the first line. Esha esha evam anu shuto rayamano muku muku sunam ari kala karma. Word for word. Yaha who? Esha. This one. Evam. Thus. Anushutaha. Being heard from a bona fide spiritual master. Dayanam. Being meditated upon. Mumukshu. Mam. A person desiring liberation from conditioned life. Anadi. From immemorial. I don't know what that word means. Immemorial. Kala. Time. Kamavasana. By desire for fruitive activities. Raititam. Tied tightly. Avijamayam. Consisting illusory energy. Vidai grantam. Nanat within the heart. Sattva rajas tama mayam. Made of the three modes of material nature. Ananta rijam. In the core of the heart. Tata. Situated. Asu. Very soon. Nirbinati. Cuts. Asya. Of Shankar Shan. Anu Bhavam. The glories. Bhagavan. Greatly powerful. Sambhuvaha. The son of Brahma. Narada, the great sage Narada. Saha, along with. Tumbura, the string instrument called a tambura. Tamburu. Sabyam, in the assembly. Brahmaha, of Lord Brahma. Samslokyam Asa, described in this verse. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If a person is very serious about being liberated from material life, hear the glories of Ananta Dev from the mouth of the spiritual master and chain his disciples to this session, and if they always meditate upon Shankarshan, the Lord enters the core of their hearts, vanquish all the dirty contamination of material nature, material modes of nature, and cuts to pieces the hard knot within the heart, which has been tied tightly since time immemorial by the desire to dominate material nature through fruitive activities. Narada Muni, the son of Brahma, always glorifies Ananta Dev in his father's assembly. There he sings blissful verses of his own composition, accompanied by stringed instruments, or a celestial singer known as a Tumburu. Sometimes it says he has a veena. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. None of these descriptions of Lord Anantadev are imaginary. They are all transcendent and blissful and full of actual knowledge. However, unless one hears them directly from a bona fide spiritual master in line of succession, one cannot understand them. This knowledge is delivered to Narada by Lord Brahma, and the great Saint Narada, along with his companion, Tumburu, distributes it all over the universe. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead describes as Uttama Sloka, one who is praised by beautiful poetry. Narada composed various poems to glorify Lord Ananta. Therefore, the word Samslokyam Asa, praised by selected poetry, is used in this verse. The Vaishnavas and the Gaudiya Sampradaya belong to the disciplic succession extending from Lord Brahma. Brahma is the spiritual master of Narada. Narada is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam as a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, all the devotees in the Gaudiya Sampradaya accept the activities of Lord Ananta related in Srimad Bhagavatam as authentic. They are thus benefited by going back home, back to Godhead. The contamination in the heart of a conditioned soul is like an accumulation of garbage created by the three modes of material nature, especially the modes of tamas and rajas. This contamination becomes manifest in the form of lusty desires and greed for material possessions. As confirmed herein, unless one receives transcendental knowledge in cyclic succession, there is no question of becoming purified of this contamination. Om Arginati Ramdasya Janjana Sakaya Sakshulintam Zina Tasmei Shri Guru Vinama Shri Vitanya Manobi Stam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayarupa Gadamayam Danti Swapa Danti Kam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So this is a very nice verse and purport by Srila Prabhupada. It says, just simply by hearing this verse and deciding the session from the mouth of a bona fide, from a spiritual master and saying the deciding the session, then all the dirty things in the heart will be cut to pieces. We cut to pieces. And since time immemorial, by the desire to dominate material nature through fruitive activities. In the first line of Prabhupada's purport, it says, none of these descriptions, Lord Ananta, are imaginary. Now, it may be questioned, in every verse, practically every chapter of Bhagavad Bhagavatam, every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's the Phala Shruti, the benefit of hearing that verse. And Rupa Goswami says, if you bathe once in Radhakund, you'll attain Prema Bhakti. So how many in this assembly have bathed in Radhakund? More than once, right? Have you attained Prema Bhakti? No. The Prabhupada says in Nectar Devotion, chapter 13. In these statements about devotional service, sometimes it appears the results are overestimations. But there are no overestimations. Some devotees, as real sutras give evidence, have had immediate results by such association, although this is not possible for all. For example, the four Kumaras immediately became devotees simply by smelling the tulsi in the temple. Lilamangala Thakur simply heard about Krishna, immediately gave up his beautiful girlfriend and started off for Mathura and Vrindavan, when he became a perfect Vaishnava. So these statements are not overestimations, nor are they stories. They are actual facts, but are true for certain devotees and do not necessarily apply to all. These descriptions, even if considered overestimation, must be taken as they are in order to divert our attention from the fleeting material beauty to the eternal beauty of Krishna consciousness. If a person is already in contact with Krishna consciousness, the described results are not unusual. There you have it. These statements are not overestimation, but they are facts, actual facts, that are true for certain devotees, do not necessarily apply for all. So if you're spiritually advanced on the level of Baba, practicing Raghunuga Bhakti, and you take bath in the Radhakun, you may get Prema Bhakti, Prema, or Mahabhav. This is Narottam Das Thakur. He went and took bath in the river, Bhagavati, I think it was called. And that river was told by Lord Chaitanya, if anybody takes bath in this river and exhibits prema, then you should give him what I have. Give him prema bhakti. So Narottam Das did that. He took bath in that river, and the river gave him prema bhakti. And when he came out of the river, his complexion changed. He came from brown complexion to golden complexion. And when his mother and father came to find him, they saw him, and they said, who are you? You're not our son. You look different. And he actually was their son. So this example, this can happen to devotee, but not everyone, because he was qualified to receive it. So this, what Prabhupada is saying, that these descriptions of Lord Ananta are not imaginary. Now this book, Harinandachami, is a very nice book describing Haridas Thakur, speaking the glory, speaking about the 10 offenses to holy name. So, two things here. Prabhupada has said it twice, that these are not imaginary, and these are Srimad Bhagavatam is authentic. So criticizing of authorized scriptures, Shruti Shastra Nindam, this is an offense. Scripture means the four Vedas, the Upanishads, the Puranas. These have emanated from the breathing of Krishna and constitute perfect final knowledge and authority. Knowledge of spiritual masters, of spiritual matters, is especially found in these traditional works. Vedic knowledge comes through authorized sampradaya. Therefore, devotees should engage in studying these works. Then there's also the offense to give some interpretation on the holy name. To think the glories of the holy name as imaginary is against all scriptures. To think everything written about the holy name is not actually true. This exaggerated praise is to encourage a person to develop a taste for the name is called Arthavada. Everything glorifying karma and jnanakana is certainly just inspired people to take up these practices. But this is not true concerning the holy name. Therefore, to think like that is considered an offense. The Vedas always glorify the name and establish the name as purely spiritual. The person who discredits the statement that Vedic literature, which profusely glorifies the name, is a serious offender. The rascal who commits this offense against the name is doomed to rot away in hell. Defender says the results of the Holy Name stated in scriptures are not true, are merely exaggerations meant to attract people to the name. Due to lack of devotional sukriti, due to lack of faith, the defenders cannot understand the real purpose of the scriptures or what is beneficial for the soul. Instead, they misunderstand everything. So in Srivast Thakur, he used to have kirtan every night at his house behind locked doors. And only the devotees that had prema, that had bhakti for Lord Chaitanya, were allowed to enter the kirtan. So the neighbors, they were envious. They were saying, you know, why are these people howling all night? They're hungry, they can't fill their bellies, or they're actually enjoying the virgin girls, or they're drinking wine. They give so many speculations about what was going on. And at one time, they invited Haridas Thakur to speak on the glories of the Holy Name. So Haridas Thakur asked the people, what is the benefit of the Holy Name? Some had said, well, you get liberation. Some had said you get free from sinful activities. Haridas Thakur said, no, these are side effects. The real benefit of the Holy Name is you get Krishna prema. But there was one man in the assembly. His name was Gopal Chapala, or Gopal Chakrabarti. And he was a tax collector. He had a very beautiful body. But he challenged Haridas Thakur. He said to Haridas Thakur, if what you say about the Holy Name is not true, may your nose fall off. And Haridas Thakur replied, yes, if what I've said is not true, may my nose fall off. So, of course, this is great Vaishnava Parada. Say such a thing to Haridas Thakur. That man immediately got a reaction, got leprosy, and his beautiful hands melted away, lost all his wealth, everything. But because he doubted the glories of the Holy Name, thinking it imaginary, many people think this also. They ask Prabhupada, what if everybody in the world became Krishna conscious? Prabhupada said, then everybody in the world would be happy and peaceful. So, people can't understand that the chanting is enough. Tai Shri Shri Gorni Tai Krishna Balarada Shama Sundar. People can't understand that chanting the Holy Name and dancing, chanting, taking prasadam, performing devotional service, they can't understand that this is all that's required to live a nice, simple life. Simple living, high thinking. Especially in the West, even in India, the parents, when the person wants to become a devotee, the parents object. No, you can't become a devotee. Then who will maintain us? No, this is all nonsense. Chanting the Holy Name, mean authority. One devotee's father said, if you worked in a petrol station, you'd be doing something useful. But since you chanting the Holy Name, you're useless. He also told him, you're a disgrace to our family. If you were a drug addict, that would be all right. That wouldn't bother us. But you became a Hare Krishna. That's a disgrace to our family. So this is the people, the faithless people, who are in the mode of passion, ignorance, addicted to sinful activities. They can't understand that this is beneficial. A person comes to Krishna consciousness, he gives up sinful activities. It's a simple life, but we're free from anxiety and suffering. For the non-devotees, they're always in anxiety, and they're always morose. Prabhupada said in the Krishna book, before the story of Krishna talking to Rukmini, that everyone in the material world is morose, means unhappy. even the Gyanis and Karmis are morose because they have material desires. Except for the devotees. Devotees are blissful and happy. Even in the Maya, we see Mayavadi sannyasis in Vrindavan. They don't look very happy. What do they do? People are put on the dress of sannyas dress, wear a saffron cloth, simply go beg some food, sit around, smoke bidis. Are they happy? They're not very happy. They're morose, most people. They look morose, but when they come to the Krishna Balaram Mandir and join us in kirtan, immediately they perk up and feel some happiness. You see people standing around, they give them a little push, and all of a sudden they're dancing in ecstasy. So this is the wonderful nature of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Well, Prabhupada is saying that none of these things are imaginary, but one must hear directly from a bona fide spiritual master in disciple succession. We know there are only four sampradayas, one from the Lord Shiva, one from the goddess Lakshmi, one from Brahma, and one from the four Kumaras. If someone is not in it, one of those disciple successions, then whatever he says or does is not bona fide. Just like they build this big temple down the road, the Prem Mandir. They spend millions of dollars making a very nice museum. You go there one time, you see everything, and you don't feel like you should go back again. Because they're not in any sampradaya. And they say, you don't have to practice Vaidhi Bhakti, you can just practice Raghunuva Bhakti. It's like saying you don't have to go to school, you don't have to go to high school or grammar school, you can just go to college. You can just skip everything. But some devotees were homeschooled and they took a test and went to college without going to high school. But that's a special case. But the point is that they're not in any disciple succession. You ask them what line they come from. So they aren't considered bona fide. Although they spend millions of dollars to build a temple, there's not one place in the whole temple that mentions it says it's written the Ma Mantra. We know in this age, Harinam, 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 maybe Kevalo, Kulun, the Stavis, Gachiranyata. Chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, is the only way to attain perfection. So here it says, the Narada Muni has a tamburu. It's actually his companion, it's a living energy. Called the celestial singer. Narada Muni, he composes various poetry and sings in the assembly, Lord Brahma, chanting the glories of Lord Ananta, which this chapter is glorifying Lord Ananta, and also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Adi Lila, there's also many verses glorifying Lord Ananta. So Lord Ananta is a thousand-hooded serpent that's holding the universes on its head. And all the universes on its head, but they're like mustard seeds. He doesn't feel any weight. And this description is a personification of Lord Ananta. He also has a form. And in the sixth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chittagetu was given a mantra, and after 7 days, he got the darshan of Lord Shankarshan. So this is the... we should hear Uttama Sloka, or praises the Supreme Personality Godhead. One time Narada Muni was a demigod on Upabara, and he was surrounded by beautiful women. So when the Sankirtan party came by, he didn't chant. He chanted cinema songs for some mundane vibration, and therefore they cursed him to become the son of a maidservant. So anything else except for songs about the Lord and his devotees needs to be mundane sound vibrations. They simply pollute the atmosphere. It says when the sound is put in the atmosphere, it goes around the world 7 times. So all these music, radios, and television, they're polluting the atmosphere. But the holy name and description of the Lord is purifying. But must be heard from a bona fide spiritual master in one of these 4 sampradayas. Here it says that Narada Muni is the spiritual master of Vyas, and Vyas wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, his commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So Veda means end of knowledge, or Vedanta, end of knowledge. All knowledge is there in the Vedas. So the scientists, the scholars, they don't accept these things. They think it's mythology because they're materially contaminated. Only those who are free from material contamination can actually relish these narrations. So when so many scholars on the Vedas, what Krishna says, Vedanta Krita Veda Veda Yucham, I'm the compiler of the Vedas, I'm the knower of the Vedas. So the purpose of the Vedas is to know Krishna, develop our love for Krishna. But people who don't have any bhakti and are attached to material life and sense gratification, they can't appreciate this. So here it says, just by hearing about the glories of Lord Ananta, vanquishes all dirty contamination, the modes of material nature. And then it says, thus they are benefited by going back home, back to Godhead. So again, we heard this narration, so everybody's going back home, back to Godhead. We hope. The contamination in the heart of a conditioned soul is like a huge accumulation of garbage created by 3 modes, tamagun, rajagun. This contamination becomes manifest in the form of lusty desires and greed for material possessions. Unless one receives transcendental knowledge and disciples succession, there is no question of becoming purified of this contamination. So Vrindavan, we knew whenever we go, everywhere we go in Vrindavan, you see an accumulation of garbage. Although they're making so many attempts to clean up the city, they ban plastic bags and they're always cleaning, but still, it hasn't been done yet. And most of India is like that. But this accumulation of garbage in the heart has been there from time immemorial. So this process, cleansing the heart, Jeto Darpanam Marjanam, Lord Chaitanya says, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, all that is one purifies one's heart. But then he says, oh my Lord, you have appeared in your holy name. Unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for them. Because of material contamination, even if we're being a devotee for 30, 40 years, still the contamination of Rajagun and Tamagun is still influencing the personalities. With lusty desires, and greed for material possessions. But in Upanishadamrita, Rupa Goswami says that there are six things that spoil one's devotional service: eating more than necessary, or collecting for more funds than required, over-endeavoring for mundane things that are difficult to attain, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters, practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them, not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of scriptures and working independently or whimsically, associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, and being greedy for mundane achievements or pratistha, wanting name and fame. The second one is to over-endeavor for mundane things that are very difficult to maintain. That's like building big skyscraper buildings or something other than a temple. So we have to be very careful in our devotional service that we don't allow these contaminations to come in our heart. Eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required. Especially, it's a warning that one should not take too many disciples, because one can become overwhelmed by accumulation of wealth and disciples, and that spoils one's devotional service. And then one becomes enamored by these things, and we see that people who took up the position of gurus, they had to give up their position, lost their taste for devotional service, because they weren't careful. They allowed these anarthas to enter their heart. Described Guru Krishna Prasadi by Bhakti Lata Beej, that at the time of initiation, the beads, the seed of devotional service, is sprouted in the heart. And along with this, so when you have a seed, you have a sprout, it's the creeper begins to grow. And along with the creeper, there are also weeds. And so you have to be a diligent gardener. Mali, if you have a gardener here who goes around taking out the weeds, so the garden looks nice. So we have to be a diligent gardener like that. But sometimes the weeds look like the same species as the bhakti creeper, and one doesn't recognize them. And then the creeper eventually disappears. And a person loses his taste for chanting, loses his taste for devotional service, and ends up leaving the movement. So this is a question many devotees ask, you know, why such and such left the movement, he was such a great devotee, did so much service, but that's the reason. It's no, nothing unclear, it's very clear that there's a reason if someone leaves Krishna consciousness, because he wasn't careful about his development of Krishna consciousness. So Sanatana Goswami says Krishna consciousness is not just a practice of the mind, but we also have to practice Krishna consciousness with our minds. In other words, we have to always be hearing about the glories of the Lord and always be chanting as much as possible. Even in Purushottamas, this month of Purushottamas, so many devotees are chanting 64 rounds, which is very good. But again, Haridasa Thakur says, if you chant 64 rounds and you don't feel one drop of prema, or one drop of bliss from the holy name, that means you still have full of material desires. You still want to enjoy the material world. If you chant 64 rounds, you know, nam, shuddha nam, then you're going to be exhibiting ecstatic symptoms. Crying, your hairs, your body and your hairs will be standing on end. You'll be voice will be choked up. Well, we don't see that. People chant 64 rounds. We don't see the exact symptoms because they still want material enjoyment. They want both the best worlds. So one has to be completely pure, free from all material contamination. Anyabhilasita sunya, kanakarma lavitam, anukulena krishna ashno, bhakti uttamam. This is the definition of pure bhakti. Free from jnana, free from karma. So, one gopi told another gopi, if you have any attachment to society and friendship and love, then don't go see that boy, Govinda. So, you know, the gopis of Vrindavan, as soon as Krishna played his flute, they were taking prasadam or taking care of their child or doing so many things. They merely left everything to Krishna. Just go and see Krishna. Because they were completely surrendered to Krishna. And they had no other interests. So the devotee, if we have no other interest, but interest is be Krishna conscious. So we should be careful not to get spoiled our devotional service by doing these six things. Especially, we should not talk about mundane things, especially on the Ekadasi. Ekadasi, we should be very careful not to talk about mundane things. It says that in Prema Vivarta. So those are the negative side of devotional service. Now the positive side is we should be enthusiastic, endeavor with confidence, be patient, act according to regulated principles, abandon the association of non-devotees, follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure complete success, pure devotional service. So this is the way we're talking about being free from the contamination in the heart of a conditioned soul. So by practicing devotional service in this way we can get gradually, it's a gradual process. We can't think that the child was born, the child doesn't walk immediately. He has the ability to walk, and the ability to become Krishna conscious is also in our heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, or the Krishna Prema is dormant in everyone's heart, but we're recovered now by the modes of nature, so we're not Krishna conscious. So the child will begin try to walk, but he will not be successful very first try. He's falling down, but after some time he can pick himself up. So in the same way, we practice devotional service, but there may be stumbling blocks on the path of devotional service, but we must endeavor with confidence and be enthusiastic and go on with our devotional service no matter what happens. We should not give up the process of devotional service. And we should follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas. These will help us to become Krishna conscious. Following in the footsteps does not mean imitating, though. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they only slept 1.5 hours every day. They ate a handful of fried chickpeas, some dry bread. Raghunath Das Goswami, he took one cup of chach, buttermilk, every other day. And someone brought him a cup that was a little bigger, thinking he wasn't getting sufficient nutrition, and he just threw it away. So what do you think, I'm a sense gratifier? So we can't imitate the six Goswamis, but we should try as much as possible to minimize the eating and sleeping. Just like we just read, overeating is the cause of fall down. We should not want to follow the demands of our senses. We should use our senses. Nirbandhan Krishna Sambandhe Yukti Vairagya Uchite. So we should use our senses, use everything. We can use the microphone, we can use a cell phone, we can use a laptop computer, but not for our sense gratification, for helping us advance in Krishna consciousness, helping us communicate with devotees, helping us in so many ways. It's not condemned. Just like my Prabhupada said, the Mayavadi, when they offer Mayavadis money, they go like this. Prabhupada said, when they offer us money, we go like this. Because the devotee, we utilize that money for spreading Krishna consciousness. For building temples and building and preaching Krishna consciousness, printing books in this way. The Krishna consciousness movement can be spread all over the world. So the final statement here is confirmed here in unless one receives transcendental knowledge in disciplic succession, there is no question of becoming purified of this contamination. So you should always hear by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And you know that Srila Prabhupada is the founder of Acharya of ISKCON, and he didn't come to America to give something imaginary. Neither did Srila Vyasadeva compile the Vedic literatures to give something imaginary. Like people think, like scholars say, this is mythology. These are not such true stories. But why would they waste their time giving false information? Not imaginary. It's all true. But we have to purify our hearts. In this way, we will relish. We should be, it says, by service to the pure devotee, then one gains an affinity for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. When we hear about mundane subject matters, a tornado or earthquake or cyclone, immediately we perk up, we want to hear this. And when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we go to sleep. Sometimes. Some of us sleeping, right? So, it should be the opposite way around. When we hear mundane subject matters, we say, well, I don't know, I don't want to hear that. When I hear about Krishna, so you can read Krishna book, and read here all the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. There's Vrindavan pastimes, Dwarka pastimes, Mathura pastimes. And you can hear Srimad Bhagavatam glorifying different incarnations of the Lord. These things nourish our bhakti and will help us to go back home, back to Godhead. So we should not want to remain in this material world. Lord Chaitanya prayed, I've fallen into this material world. You, my dear Lord, you please pick me up and fix me as an atom at your lotus feet. So we should also desire to get out of this material world. But the devotee, he doesn't desire liberation. Liberation stands with folded hands in front of the devotee. He doesn't desire to merge in Brahman, because this is stifles his devotional service. This is like spiritual suicide. And a devotee doesn't accept any of the five kinds of liberation which can be offered also in Vaikuntha. But the devotee only wants pure devotional service so he can develop his love for Krishna, and at the end of this life he can go either where Lord Chaitanya is having his pastimes or where Lord Krishna is having his pastimes, enter into the Nitya Lila of the Lord and make his life successful. No more birth in this material world, which is a place of misery and suffering. No one can deny that they're not suffering, especially in Vrindavan, in the hot, when it's super hot, and or when it's cold, or when you have so many problems with the bodily problems. So suffering is there, but we have to tolerate these things because they're part of it. When you have a material body, you're going to suffer in so many ways. But still, we should not let these things interfere. We should go on with our devotional practices, especially chant 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and follow the four regular principles. In this way, become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. So I don't have any time for questions. You can ask me later. I have to do service now.
Page number 111.